We start again by taking a moment just to be with the presence of the body. Being aware of the body in the sitting posture. And we let the mind rest in the body, just as the body rests on the cushion. And the continuity of this embodied presence of the mind can be with us throughout the entire meditation practice. But before getting into that, we can also take a moment to check in on the mind. Just as we took a moment to be with the body, we take a moment to be with the mind. What is the condition of the mind right now? And this investigation is based on mindfulness. And as mindfulness becomes established, more and more predominant, we discern the quality of our mind when mindfulness is present, savoring, flavoring the texture of the mind, the characteristic quality of the mind when mindfulness is present. Could be soft and gentle, or maybe open, broad. Or maybe alive, alert. Whatever qualities we can discern that help us familiarize ourselves with the condition of our mind when mindfulness is present. And for this practice, we can give particular importance to one dimension of mindfulness, which is monitoring. That ability to give us an overview of the situation. To be like a silent witness. Almost like somebody looking over our shoulders. Even now, we can just listen to these words, or we can listen and know that we are listening. This knowing, this witnessing quality, this monitoring dimension of mindfulness, we can establish that and have that also as our companion doing this meditation practice, coming back to it again and again. And with this mindfulness rooted in bodily presence and this monitoring quality, we are ready for the body scan, starting with the head, aware of the head and knowing there's some earth element. And from the head to the neck, earth element. And now we take both shoulders simultaneously. Aware of both shoulders, knowing that there's earth element. And from the shoulders to the upper arms, both upper arms simultaneously, earth element. And the lower arms simultaneously, earth element. And the hands, earth element. Now we shift attention to the upper half of the torso, away of earth element. And the lower half of the torso, earth element. Both hips simultaneously, earth element. The upper legs, both upper legs simultaneously, earth element. Both lower legs, earth element. And both feet, earth element. And we are aware of this whole body in the sitting posture as pervaded by the earth element, this principle, this quality of hardness, of solidity. And from the internal earth element, we proceed to the external earth element. By sensing that hardness below us, where we are touching the ground, the cushion, the chair, whatever it is, sensing the outer, the external earth element. Which supports us. And sensing this solidity below us, we also feel the gravity, the pull of gravity. And we relax into that pull of gravity. Let the whole body relax. Relaxing any tension. Just letting it sink away into the ground. And feel how we are at one with the earth. And as we develop more familiarity with this kind of practice, familiarity with the internal and the external earth element, we find that this form of perception naturally continues with us beyond meditation sitting. It carries over into daily life. We walk or stand, and we feel the earth beneath our feet. That firmness, that solidity that supports us. At other times, we may notice that pull of gravity. In any situation, we can notice that. As a reminder of our connection with the earth. And as a help to feel grounded, stable. This can be helpful in particular in challenging situations. Just for a moment, sensing that gravity. Coming back to our oneness with the earth. Feeling supported by the earth. And we feel more grounded, able to deal with whatever challenge has presented itself from that place of groundedness. And together with that experience, perception, knowing of the earth element. Also this monitoring quality can move into our daily life. That ability to oversee the situation. Precisely based on this groundedness, mindfulness, can allow us to see things, observe them in a balanced manner, have an overview of the whole situation, seeing things in their perspective, in their interrelationship, through this monitoring ability, through this being conscious of what's going on. In particular, what is going on in our own mind. But for now, returning to the sitting posture, aware of the body, its solidity, the gravity, the earth beneath us, arousing now the perception of the limitlessness of the earth. The understanding that this solidity which supports us reaches out far into the front. Far away into the distance. The earth. And from the front, we keep moving gradually towards the right, in the direction towards the right of our body. Solidity, external earth element, far into the distance. And we keep moving from the right towards the back. Towards the left. Until we eventually complete the circle and are back in the front. Having become aware of all directions. Of that extension of the earth in all directions. This gives us this perception of sitting on the planet Earth. being one with it, supported by it, integral part of it. And we are not only integral part of the earth, supported by it, we are also in constant interchange, exchange, in a direct relationship with the earth, through the food we eat, drinking the water, the temperature, and the breathing. Breathing in the oxygen that has been produced by the plants that share the surface of the earth with us. And we become aware of the process of breathing as part, as an integral part of our whole body awareness. Not as an exclusive focus. And we discern the difference between inhalation and exhalation. In the understanding that this continuous process, which keeps us alive, is a continuous exchange with the earth, with life. With life on the earth. In the continuity of this whole body awareness, of its solidity seated on the earth, in the awareness of the process of breathing, are very helpful to stabilize the mind. They support that we are able to avoid it becoming distracted. But nevertheless, sooner or later, mind is bound to wander off. That is just the nature of the mind. When we notice, without a trace of aversion, negativity, frustration, smilingly we notice, oh look, my mind has taken me for a ride. And then we discern if this was a short or a long distraction. A short distraction is somewhat like meeting somebody on the road, saying hello and moving on. But a long distraction is like meeting somebody on the road and then having a rather long conversation. Maybe even going somewhere, sitting down together. So if this was a short distraction, we just come back to the presence of the body, process of breathing. But if it was a longer distraction, then we investigate. We investigate trying to understand the nature of this distraction, trying to see through, train of thoughts and images and ideas, to discern the underlying current, the underlying condition of the mind. And for that discernment, feeling tone, vedana, can be our help. In a way, we are already familiar with feeling tone. Feeling tone is that which feels the body when we scan, that which feels the breath. And the mind in turn is that which knows. The body scan, the breath. Now we, looking back on that distraction, try to discern its feeling tone, its affective quality. Was it more pleasant? Or was it more unpleasant? Or was it kind of neutral? In between, an area where we cannot really say that was distinctly pleasant or distinctly unpleasant. And if we find that it was predominantly a pleasant feeling tone, this distraction, chances are that it was related to greed. And if it was more in the area of being unpleasant, chances are there was some aversion, anger. But if it was neither of the two, somewhat in the middle area of the spectrum of affective experience, chances are that was delusion. Of course, the other two are also manifestations of delusion. But for the purpose of the practice here, we use delusion more specifically for this ambling around of the mind, when it is neither in a mode of wanting, craving, wishing, greed, nor in the mode of irritation, anger, aversion, but just ambling around to no purpose. We use the label delusion for this type of distraction. This is our contemplation of the mind, coming to understand these three conditions, greed, anger, and delusion. And having recognized the quality, the underlying current that was present during this distraction, we also take a moment to compare this to the present condition of the mind, when, at least for a moment, greed, anger, and delusion do not manifest. Of course, their roots are still in the mind, but they do not manifest on the surface of the mind right now. And as we compare, we find that the present condition of the mind is so much more agreeable, so much more open, relaxed, receptive, alert. This makes it intuitively clear for us why it is preferable to have mental states not under the domination of these three root defilements, these three root poisons. We might even take a moment to rejoice, just a moment to rejoice in the present condition of the mind. the mind that is open, relaxed, clear, alert, soft, gentle. And again we discern the feeling tone. Very subtle, pleasant feeling. This is the subtle, pleasant feeling of being in the present moment. This is not related to greed. This is a wholesome, pleasant feeling. And this wholesome, pleasant feeling is something welcome, something that we can and should cultivate. Wholesome forms of joy and happiness are an integral part of the path to liberation. So that subtle, pleasant feeling of being in the present moment can be another companion in our meditation practice. Rooted in whole body awareness, that monitoring quality through mindfulness, and that subtle pleasant feeling of being in the present moment. These three in combination make it more easy for the mind to remain with the practice, make it more difficult for distractions to capture our attention and carry us away. And with the continuity of these three, we may decide whether we wish to maybe do another body scan. If it has been a rather long distraction, could be useful to just gradually build up the practice. Come back to this experience of whole body solidity, groundedness in the earth, gravity, expansion of the earth, until we get this feeling of being seated on the planet Earth, completely at one with it. But at other times, it may be that our investigation has already been sufficient activity. And if we were to get more active now, it would not be conducive to balance of the mind. Then we're just aware of whole body and the process of breathing. Establishing that monitoring quality of mindfulness, maintaining it. And not missing out on this subtle joy of being in the present moment. Very subtle. Very soft. The main themes remain our connectedness with the earth and this quality of mindfulness that monitors throughout.